Welcome back to Meteorology Matters. We're diving into the aftermath of Helene and Milton, those hurricanes that slammed Florida back in October 2024. Yeah, we all remember the crazy damage, but we're going deeper than that today. Like, you wouldn't believe some of the stuff still going on.
It's wild, right? The stuff you don't hear about after the news crews move on.
Exactly. Like, get this, some people were using airboats just to go vote because the flooding was still so bad. And some towns are still underwater months later.
You know, it shows you how these hurricanes, they don't just disappear, you know. The effects stick around and change things in ways you don't expect.
Right. So Helene and Milton, they hit Florida back-to-back, a 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to rehash all the initial damage. Everyone's seen the pictures. But we are going to look at the long-term stuff, the things people are still struggling with.
Yeah. The stuff that doesn't make headlines anymore, but is still a huge problem for people.
Totally. So let's start with the flooding. Some parts of Florida are just drowning and... I mean, for months. Hickory Hills and Dade City, that's a prime example.
It's really bad there. Like, whole neighborhoods underwater, people using boats just to get to their front doors. It's not just an inconvenience, it's dangerous.
Absolutely. I was reading about one resident, Victor Lemus. He's terrified about what happens if there's an emergency.
Mm.
You know, with the roads flooded, how do ambulances even get in?
It's a major gap in disaster response. The county was pumping the water out at first, but they stopped back in December. Now people are stuck.
It's like they got abandoned as soon as the cameras left.
Right.
And it shows how complicated this stuff is because the county says they stopped pumping because the flooding moved onto private land. So it's a legal issue, too.
It is. And a bigger question, too, about climate change. You know, when your property is affected by these massive forces, who's responsible for fixing it?
Exactly. So another spot that got hit hard was Ridge Manor. It's basically built to flood. It's so flat. And the Withlacoochee River drains super slow. Get this, they had flood warnings for 34 days straight after Milton. Imagine that over a month of living with that threat.
It's unbelievable, right? The river hit its third highest level ever recorded. So you're talking about a massive amount of water with nowhere to go.
I mean, it's bad enough having your house flooded.
Yeah.
But these people had to use airboats just to go vote. It shows how resilient they are.
Mm.
But it's also crazy to think about voting being that difficult.
It makes you wonder about those areas that are always getting hit by these storms. Does it affect people's ability to vote? You know, it's a question we need to think about.
Definitely. All right, let's shift gears a bit and talk about the economic damage because the pictures don't tell the whole story.
Yeah, it goes way deeper than that. The physical damage is one thing, but the economic hit, that can last for years.
Anna Maria Island is a good example. It's a huge tourist spot and it got slammed. It's been really slow to recover. Lots of businesses are still closed and tourism is way down, which is like their whole thing.
It's a chain reaction,
yes.
You know? Like the Anna Maria City Pier got wrecked. That's a huge tourist attraction. So less tourists, less money for everyone. And only like 2/3 of the vacation rentals are even open again.
Right. I saw that Terry Kinder, the head of the Chamber of Commerce there, she's optimistic about rebuilding, but she admits it's going to take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you realize how fragile the whole system is.
Yeah.
You know, one disaster and everything gets thrown off.
Totally. And it's not just businesses feeling it. Governments and utilities are struggling, too. You know, those financial companies, S&P and Moody's, they've been looking at the hurricane's impact.
And it's not looking good. S&P actually downgraded Buncombe County in North Carolina because of Hurricane Helene. They said they could lose a ton of revenue and end up with a way bigger financial burden.
Yeah, a downgrade that's never good. Basically, it means providing services and keeping taxes in check is going to be way harder. It's a huge hit to the whole community.
And Moody's is worried about utilities, too. Rebuilding that stuff costs a fortune and could mean higher prices for everyone. It's just another layer of stress for people who are already dealing with so much.
And then there's insurance, which is already a nightmare in Florida. Prices have been skyrocketing for years, and now this. It's insane.
Some areas are seeing rates double. That's a killer for homeowners, landlords, the tourism industry, everyone.
It's a perfect storm. You have more extreme weather happening all the time, plus insurance companies are paying out more, so they raise prices. It's unsustainable.
Makes you wonder if Florida's headed for the same kind of insurance crisis they had in California after those wildfires. People lost everything and then found out they weren't even covered. It's terrifying.
It is, and it raises questions about whether we're prepared, you know, as a society. Our building codes, our insurance systems, are they enough for this new reality where these storms are just going to keep getting worse?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the long-term effects because it goes beyond the immediate damage.
Mm-hmm.
What about things like people moving away? I read that Howard Keir at Evercore Wealth Management, he's worried about that.
It makes sense though, right? If you keep getting hit by these monster storms, wouldn't you want to move somewhere safer? But then what happens to those communities?
That's the thing, right? Who's left to rebuild? And what happens to the economy? It's a whole domino effect.
It is, and it's a global issue too. This is happening all over the world. People are being forced to move because of climate change. So what does that mean for our future? You know, where do we go from here?
It's a lot to think about, and we've only just scratched the surface. But before we get too deep into that, I want to remind everyone to follow meteorologist Rob Jones. He's got some great insights on all this stuff.
Yeah, Rob's the best. You can find him on Instagram at meteorologist, on TikTok at TV meteorologist, and on YouTube at Rob Jones Hurricane.
And if you're on YouTube, make sure to check out his Meteorology Matters playlist. He breaks down all kinds of crazy weather stuff in a way that's actually fun to listen to.
Okay, so we've covered a lot today. The flooding, the economic damage, even the possibility of people migrating because of these storms. It's heavy stuff.
It is, but it's important to talk about it. You know, we can't ignore these problems.
Yeah.
We have to learn from what happened with Helene and Milton and start figuring out how to build a more resilient future.
And it really makes you think, you know, how do we build communities that can actually handle this kind of thing? Because it's not going away.
It's not. And speaking of that, let's go back to Hickory Hills and those other flooded areas. It's been months. Their homes are still underwater. What's being done to help them? I mean,
that's the tough part. There aren't any easy answers. You know, we talked about the county stopping the pumping because of those private property issues. So it's a legal mess and a logistical one.
But something has to be done right. You can't just leave these people stranded.
It is a terrible situation. They're stuck in this bureaucratic limbo. They've called FEMA, local officials, even state representatives, but nothing's really happening. It shows you how, even when there's a system in place, it can totally fail when something like this happens.
One resident I read about, Robert Tucker, he said his house is near this retention pond that's overflowing. He can't even pump the water out himself because it would mean going on to other people's property.
It's a catch-22. And can you imagine what's going to happen when the rainy season starts? If the water's this high already?
Scary, right? I mean, it seems like they need better infrastructure, like drainage systems, or even zoning laws that stop people from building in these flood-prone areas. It's not just about cleaning up afterwards. It's about preventing it in the first place.
Absolutely. And this is where community support comes in, too. When the government can't or won't help, it's often neighbors helping neighbors that makes the difference.
We saw that after the hurricanes, right?
Mm-hmm.
People coming together to help each other out.
Mm.
But it shouldn't be all on them. There needs to be a bigger effort from the government, from nonprofits, everyone, to really support these communities in the long term.
Definitely. And we have to start thinking about these things as part of a bigger pattern, you know? Climate change is making these extreme weather events more common, and we are not prepared.
So what can we learn from Helene and Milton? What can we do to make sure our communities can actually survive these things? Because it's not just about surviving the storm itself, it's about surviving the aftermath, too.
Right. It all starts with accepting that climate change is real and it's affecting us now. We can't keep pretending it's not happening.
We need to talk about the risks, about investing in better infrastructure, preparing for disasters. And we have to start living more sustainably. You know, if we don't change things, these problems are just going to get worse.
Absolutely. And insurance is a huge part of this, too. We need to make sure insurance is affordable and that it actually covers these kinds of disasters. It's bad enough to lose your home, but to lose it and then find out you're not even covered, that's devastating.
It's like adding insult to injury. And we can't forget about the emotional impact either. The trauma of going through something like this, it can stay with you for years.
It does. And we need to provide better mental health support for people who are struggling. You know, it's not just about rebuilding houses, it's about rebuilding lives.
It's about the human cost. And I keep thinking about those people in Hickory Hills still living with flooded homes and feeling like no one cares. What would you want to say to them, to anyone who's going through something similar?
I'd say, first of all, you're not alone. There are people who care and there is help out there, even if it doesn't feel like it. Don't give up.
And keep speaking up. Keep calling your representatives, FEMA, anyone who might be able to help. You have to fight for yourselves and for your community.
And reach out to your neighbors, too. Talk to each other. Help each other out. There's power in numbers. And sometimes just knowing someone else understands what you're going through can make all the difference.
I think that's really important to remember. Before we move on, though, I want to remind everyone about meteorologist Rob Jones. He's amazing at explaining all this weather stuff in a way that's actually interesting.
He really is. You can find him on Instagram at meteorologist, on TikTok at TV meteorologist, and on YouTube at at Rob Jones Hurricane.
And if you're on YouTube, check out his Meteorology Matters playlist. It's full of deep dives on all kinds of cool weather topics.
So we've covered a lot of heavy stuff today, haven't we? The flooding, the economic struggles, the insurance crisis, and of course, the human cost of all of it.
It is a lot. But, you know, sometimes you got to face the hard stuff. It's important to remember these stories and learn from them. If we want to build a better future, we have to start by understanding the problems. And you know what else? I think it's important to remember that even in the face of all this, there's still hope.
There is, definitely.
We've seen so much resilience from the people affected by Helene and Milton. They're not giving up.
Right. They're rebuilding their homes, their businesses, their lives, and they're doing it together.
Like Tara Kinder, the head of the Chamber of Commerce on Anna Maria Island, she said something that really stuck with me. She said, "We're all very happy to be here." And you could hear the determination in her voice, you know?
They're not going to let these hurricanes break them.
It's inspiring. It shows you that even when things are really bad, there's always hope. And that we have a choice in how we react to these challenges. We can give in to fear, or we can choose to be strong and work together to build a better future. And I think the people we've been talking about today, they're definitely choosing to fight back. So as we wrap up this part of the conversation, I want to leave everyone with a question.
Okay, I'm listening.
Knowing everything we've talked about today about the flooding, the economic struggles, the fact that some people might even have to move away from their homes, what lessons do we need to learn from all of this? What can we do to prepare for future storms and make our communities stronger?
That's a great question, because it's not just about cleaning up the mess afterwards. It's about taking steps now to make sure the next storm doesn't hit us quite so hard.
Exactly. What can we do as individuals, as communities, as a country to make sure we're ready for what's coming? Because the climate is changing and these storms are only going to get worse.
It's a huge challenge, but it's also an opportunity, you know, to rethink how we live, how we build, and how we take care of each other. We can create a better future, but we have to start now.
And we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on all of this? Join the conversation on social media and tag meteorologist Rob Jones.
You can find him on Instagram at meteorologist, on TikTok at TV meteorologist, and on YouTube at Rob Jones Hurricane.
And while you're on YouTube, check out his Meteorology Matters playlist. It's full of awesome weather content.
All right, so we've talked about the immediate impact of Helene and Milton and all the long-term consequences that are still unfolding. The flooding, the economic hardship, the insurance nightmare, the possibility of people having to move away from their homes. It's a lot to take in.
It is, but it's a conversation we need to have. The effects of these storms are going to be felt for years to come, and we have a responsibility to learn from them and make sure we're better prepared for the next one. And it's not just about, you know, putting up stronger buildings or having better evacuation plans. It's about coming together as a community and supporting each other.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we see that after every disaster, people helping their neighbors, volunteering, donating to relief efforts. It's amazing to see how people come together when times get tough.
It really is. And it gives you hope, right?
Like, yeah.
Even in the face of all this destruction, there's still so much good in the world. People helping each other out, rebuilding their lives together.
Yeah. And it shows you that we're not powerless. You know, we can't stop these hurricanes from happening, but we can control how we respond to them. We can choose to be resilient, to help each other, to rebuild and to come back stronger than before.
I love that. So as we wrap up this episode of Meteorology Matters, we want to leave you with a challenge.
The call to action.
What can you do today, right now, to make a difference, to help create a more resilient future?
Maybe it's donating to a disaster relief organization or volunteering your time.
Maybe it's having a conversation with your family or your neighbors about preparing for future storms.
Maybe it's contacting your elected officials and pushing for policies that address climate change and make our community safer.
Whatever it is, big or small, every action counts.
And remember, you can always find more information and connect with others who are passionate about weather and resilience by following meteorologist Rob Jones.
He's on Instagram at meteorologist, TikTok at TV meteorologist, and YouTube at Rob Jones Hurricane.
And don't forget to check out the Meteorology Matters podcast playlist on Rob's YouTube channel for more deep dives into the world of weather.
So that's it for today. We've covered a lot of ground, from the immediate impacts of Helene and Milton to the long-term challenges we face as a society when it comes to climate change and extreme weather.
It's been a heavy conversation, but an important one, and hopefully it's left you with some things to think about and some ideas for how to get involved.
We want to thank you for listening and for joining us on this journey. As always, stay safe, stay informed, and keep those weather brains churning.
See you next time.